Hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk. I'm Callie, one of your teachers from Fluency Academy. Let's start out today's episode by remembering that to improve your English, you need to have daily contact with the language. And since life can be a little rushed, we prepared this podcast for you to study while you do your own thing. So come along and enjoy. We're going to study a dialogue to learn some new vocabulary and some pronunciation tips. But before we get into today's dialogue, remember that you can read it all as well as some extra content on our portal, n.fluencytv.com. Okay? Great. To practice your pronunciation here with me, you have to use your loud voice, okay? You'll have to hear yourself, so grab some water and speak up every time you hear this sound. Don't worry, I'll be here with you to explain the structures and the pronunciation details, okay? Today, the dialogue is between two friends, Ellie and Nick. Try to find out what they're talking about. Are you ready? Come on, listen up.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We should form a garage band.
Dope.
You can play the guitar, Bianca can play the drums, Lou can play the keyboard.
Who is going to sing?
Oh, Matt can.
And how about you?
I can snap my fingers.
Okay, and does Ellie play any instruments? Let's listen one more time.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We should form a garage band.
Dope.
You can play the guitar, Bianca can play the drums, Lou can play the keyboard.
Who is going to sing?
Oh, Matt can.
And how about you?
I can snap my fingers.
All right, let's get started. Ellie starts the conversation using a sentence that is very common when you want to give a suggestion. She says, "Hey, you know what?" Let's say it. Repeat. Hey. You know. What? Hey, you know what? So, what sentence can you use to introduce a suggestion into the conversation? Hey, you know what? Nice work. Nick is curious. He simply asks, "What?" Repeat after me. What? What? Ellie then reveals her idea. She says, "We should form a garage band." The expression garage band describes a musical group that is not famous, and as the word suggests, they have to practice inside their garage. Repeat after me. We should form a garage. Watch out for this pronunciation here. Say it again. Garage. Band. We should form a garage band. It's natural to use should when making suggestions. That's why she's using it here. Go again. We should form a garage band. Even though it's a bit of a crazy suggestion, Nick is excited about it. He replies saying, "Dope." Dope is slang for amazing, excellent, very good. In other words, it's a very casual way of saying very good. Say it with me. Dope. dope. Ellie continues to talk about her idea, so she says, you can play the guitar, Bianca can play the drums, Lou can play the keyboard. Okay, let's say this part. Repeat. You can play the guitar. You can play the guitar. The guitar is the string instrument that is most common in rock songs. Say the sentence one more time. You can play the guitar. And let's continue. Repeat. Bianca can play the drums. Bianca can play the drums. You can play the guitar. Bianca can play the drums. You can play the guitar. Bianca can play the drums. Lou can play the keyboard. The keyboard. Lou can play the keyboard. Lou can play the keyboard. Good job. After that list, we still don't have a vocalist. So now Nick asks, who's going to sing? Say it with me. Who is going to sing? Who is going to sing? The sounds here are really connected. Say it again. Who's going to sing? Who's going to sing? It would also be common to add some more abbreviations here. He could say, who's gonna sing? Who's gonna sing? And Ellie quickly gives an answer. She replies with, oh, Matt can. Let's say it together. Repeat. Oh, Matt can. Oh, Matt can. Oh, Matt can. Now, Nick thinks of Ellie because this is her idea. He asks, and how about you? This question is a classic way to direct the subject to the person that you're talking to. So, he wants to know what she's going to do in the band. Repeat. And how about you? And how about you? And how about you? Ellie answers with another brilliant idea. She says, I can snap my fingers. We use can to express possibility, availability, and ability. Let's repeat. I can snap my fingers. I can snap my fingers. To snap one's fingers means to make this noise. Can you do it? Okay, let's say it one more time. I can snap my fingers. And we're done. That was our last sentence. So now it's time to listen to the dialogue for the last time. Listen up.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We should form a garage band.
Dope!
You can play the guitar, Bianca can play the drums, Lou can play the keyboard.
Who is going to sing?
Oh, Matt can.
And how about you?
I can snap my fingers.
All right. How was it to listen to the dialogue once again? Thanks for staying with me until the end of the episode. You're the best. I really recommend that you read the whole dialogue and take a look at the extra content that we have on our portal, n.fluencytv.com. Okay? And that's it for now. Thanks again for joining me. I hope you have an awesome week. See you next time. Bye.